Hi, it's background. I'm dictating a psychiatric evaluation. First, in E like Elizabeth, R like Roger, K like kid, and I like individual, E like Elizabeth. Last name B like boy, E like Elizabeth, A like apple, F like Sam, L like love, E like Elizabeth, Y like young. Today is January 25th, 2012. Identifying information, the patient's a 74-year-old divorced female residing at Wayne Health and Rehab since January 22nd, 2013. Her birthday is April 12th, 1938. Chief complaint, she was referred for a psychiatric... I'm sorry, her birthday is April 12th, 1938. Chief complaint, she was referred for a psychiatric evaluation, history, present illness. Patient was recently admitted from the hospital to Wayne Health and Rehab period. She's currently taking Xanax 0.25 milligrams in the evening as needed and Remeron 15 1.5 milligrams at bedtime. She's reported as alert and oriented times 3. No behavioral problems reported. Patient's also getting Restoril 25 milligrams 3 times a day as needed. No reports of depression or anxiety, no recent reports of paranoia or psychosis, no reports of noncompliance, no reports of eating or sleeping problems. Past history, patient has a, per chart, has a diagnosis of anxiety. She was recently hospitalized because of shortness of breath and then placed at Wayne Health and Rehab for physical therapy. The patient reports when she was young, her mother took her to see a psychiatrist because of some behavioral issues. She did not take medication, and since then she never saw a psychiatrist again. There was no psychotropic medications, and she's never been hospitalized psychiatrically. The patient reports 3 years ago her son died, and she was emotional, and her family doctor started her on Xanax at bedtime as needed to help her sleep. She's not sure if she was taking Remeron at home because her daughter takes care of all her medications. No other history of mental illness is known at this time. Social history, the patient was living with her family. She had 2 sons and 1 daughter. One of her sons died 3 years ago. She has a high school, she graduated high school. She worked at Farmer Jack's as a cashier for 30 years and retired. Family history is negative for mental illness. Substance abuse, the patient denied any history of drug or alcohol abuse. Diagnosis per chart, chronic renal failure, anemia, diabetes, mellitus, heart failure, bradycardia, COPD, congestive heart failure, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, arrhythmia, arthritis, hyperkalemia. Allergies, no known allergies. Medication, albuterol, inhaler, 2 puffs every 6 hours. Xyloprim, 300 milligrams daily. Vistaril, 25 milligrams 3 times a day as needed. Zocor, 20 milligrams at bedtime. Insulin for sliding scale. Aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Albuterol, 2.5 milligrams 4 times a day. Xanax, 0.25 milligrams in the evening as needed, Norvasc 5 milligrams twice a day, Calcitriol 0.25 milligrams daily, Ketoprost 0.2 milligrams every 8 hours, Norco 5/325 milligrams, 2 tablets every 4 hours as needed, Atrovent 2.5 milliliters 3 times a day, Remeron 15, 1.5 milligrams at bedtime. Vitamin D, like David, 50,000 units weekly. Hydralazine, 50 milligrams every 8 hours. Lopressor, 12.5 milligrams every 12 hours. Albuterol, 2 pulse every 6 hours. Xyloprim, 300 milligrams daily. Aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Calcium plus vitamin D, like David, 250 over 125 daily. Neurontin, 100 milligrams 3 times a day. Imdur, 30 milligrams daily. Prilosec, 40 milligrams daily. Humalog, 15. Units 3 times a day, Lantus insulin, 50 units at bedtime. Labs, January 18, 2013. Glucose 81, estimated GFR 14. Review of systems. Eyes are negative. ears, nose, mouth, throat, negative. Cardiovascular, positive for heart failure, bradycardia, congestive heart failure, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, arrhythmia. Respiratory, positive for COPD, gastrointestinal, negative. Genital urinary, negative. Muscular, positive for muscle weakness, integumentary, negative. Neurological is negative. Endocrine positive for diabetes mellitus, hematologic / lymphatic positive for anemia, allergies / immune is positive for arthritis. Mental status exam, the patient is an obese female lying in bed, period. She's 5'8" tall, her weight's 234 pounds, and respiratory rate was 18. She was quiet, QIT calm, her hygiene and grooming are good. Her muscle tone and strength appeared within normal limits of her upper extremity. Her speech was spontaneous, coherent, goal-directed. Her thought process was normal. No loose associations. She did not appear to be responding to internal stimuli. She did not express suicidal ideations. And she did not express homicidal ideations. She did not express delusions of paranoia. Insight and judgment are intact. She's oriented to herself. She knew the correct month, the correct year. She knew the type of place she was in, but did not know the name of the facility. Recent remote memories are intact. She knew the name of the President of the United States. She could easily add a dime, nickel, and quarter together correctly. She knew her correct Social Security number, her correct birthday. Her language is intact. Her fund of knowledge seemed adequate or intact. Mood, she denied feeling depressed or anxious. It appeared euthymic. Affect was constricted, but she smiled appropriately. No irregular movements, no complaints of side effects, no lethargy, no tremor. Impression axis 1. Adjustment disorder with mixed emotional features, anxiety and depression. Axis 2, deferred. Axis 3, chronic renal failure, anemia, diabetes mellitus, heart failure, bradycardia, COPD, congestive heart failure, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, arrhythmias, arthritis, and hyperkalemia. Axis 4, recent hospitalization, placement and rehab. Axis 5, Aegea for 45, patient strength, she has family support, she's cognitively intact. She's compliant with care, patient weaknesses, she has numerous medical problems. Formulation, the patient's an older female. She, except for when she was young, had no history of mental illness. 3 years ago, her son passed away, and she reports she was quite emotional. Family doctor started her on Xanax, possibly Remeron. She was recently hospitalized because of shortness of breath and now placed at Wayne Health and Rehab for physical therapy. Staff's reporting no problems at this time. Recommendations are for outreach mental health services, psychiatrists to monitor the psychotropic medications for effectiveness versus side effects. For now, continue the Remeron 15.15 milligrams of bedtime can help with sleep and depression and anxiety. Continue the Xanax 0.25 milligrams in the evening as needed for insomnia. Continue the Vistarol 25 milligrams every 8 hours as needed for any increased anxiety or agitation. Patient did sign a consent form for the medication, primary care physician to follow up medically. And this is the end of the dictation. Thanks.